cannot say I like UK, but the reason I really liked being there allowed me to be more like myself, and I could rediscover myself. It gave me opportunity to do that.
UK, I met a lot of people who influenced me a lot. I had a good time with them, and it was the first time to live by myself, the first time, so I felt matured than I was.
What I really got about in the UK is, well, I learned English. I was the first time really away from home alone. I met people from all over the world. London is very multicultural. I think there are so many different nationalities living in this city.
I had a really, really good experience just living abroad, and I think I know myself a lot better. So that's the good thing about living abroad and leaving the family back in home. And those experiences are priceless.
When I moved to London in 1997, I was surprised that so many Japanese people were living here. I realized that most of them were women, especially girls in their 20s. I had lots of opportunities to talk to them at parties, nightclubs, and their flats, and I asked them their reason for moving to the UK. The reasons why they decided to move to the UK were various. Some wanted to study photography, some loved the artist Turner, some loved punk rock, and so on. I also love UK culture, from the mod movement to traditional British antiques, and I know that these are fascinating things for Japanese people. But why? Why is the UK so adorable to us Japanese? I have been trying to find the answer to this question, and I have started to find through interviews with my friends from all over the world for my life.
As of the 1st of October 2005, the number of Japanese people staying in the UK for over 6 months was 54,982.
I asked Mr. Akihiro Iyama, a consul at the Embassy of Japan, about the present situation regarding Japanese residents in the UK, such as their popular occupations and the average age group and the gender.
The group can be divided into three categories. The first is students, scholars, teachers and their families, who account for 35% of all residents, while employees assigned to the offices of Japanese companies in the UK and their families also make up 35%. The third category is permanent residents, who make up approximately 20%, or 11,000 people. Employees of the Japanese government and of the Japanese press are the next largest group. Looking at the gender of permanent residents, over 8,000 women are registered, whereas there are only 3,000 men, so there are nearly three times more women than men. Regarding the age of residents, people in their 30s make up 32%, people in their 20s make up 22%, followed by people in their 40s. And the research shows that across all ages, women staying in the UK outnumber men. Women in their 30s are the largest group among Japanese residents, numbering about 12,000.
Mr. Iyama says that there are over 50,000 Japanese people now living in the UK, and the main generation and the gender is women in their 30s. This might mean that many Japanese women like me have similar ideas and attitudes as myself. We might have similar reasons for living in the UK. But why do we want to stay in the UK longer? I had interviews with three of my friends who have experience residing in London. Tomoka, who has been living in London for 8 years. Hiroko used to live in the UK before moving to Iceland. And Noriko, who was my former flatmate in London and now lives in Tokyo, although she wants to be back to the UK. All of them are aged between 30 and 33. Now we are all living in different situations and circumstances, even though we share the similar experiences staying in the UK. First, I asked them about the advantages and the disadvantages of the UK.
I see UK advantage here is less pressure. No one's going to pressure you. If you have things that you want to do, they probably don't disagree with you as long as you have the reason. Just you can be yourself and don't have to worry about what people think, because the English people doesn't really worry about what other people think about themselves. So that's the good thing about the UK.
The good things of being in the UK was I felt more free. I didn't have to worry too much about other people's expectations, and I could be what I wanted to be or just felt free being myself.
It was exciting place because the new culture like punk music and Vivian Westwood, on the other hand, like a very gothic and some very traditional buildings and art and history.
Disadvantage of UK, dirty and it smells, and sometimes people are lazy. It's like underground striking.
And there were lots of disappointments too. For example, I expected people to be more elegant and everybody was fashionable and everybody was cool. But of course, you know, no places are like that.
It is difficult to break the ice of British people. British people tend to be very shy. Once I broke the ice, they invite me to have a cup of tea. But it is very far to catch and to get something like a goal.
Tomoka still lives in the UK and her opinions relate to her daily life in London. For example, she doesn't like the dirtiness in London and considers it is a disadvantage of living in the UK. Whereas Noriko mentioned that an advantage of living in the UK is it that England is a unique mixture of traditional and modern life. In addition, Tomoka and Hiroko pointed out that an advantage of living in the UK is that British people tend to respect individuality and don't care what other people think. And Noriko says that it took time to make relationships with British people and that it was a disadvantage for her. So, what are the advantages and the disadvantages of Japan for them?
I like the people. People are just so nice. That's what we call the jaw. People just care about you. I don't know if it's like as an advantage, but I like Japan. People would understand you with few words. That's sometimes I miss.
Advantage of Japan. Oh, it's difficult. Yeah, there are lots of good things about Japan. Everything is in order and people are nice and polite. And they're so, as you can see in what people see in beauty, like in art and design, and also how people behave. acting politeness. That's what I like about Japan.
Advantages in Japan. It's the best place to understand everything. There is nowhere to be a stranger.
Because where I come from is quite a small town, so equality wouldn't be the, it's not the same like London. Here is because there's so many different nationalities, people, they quite equal to foreigners.
There's too much pressure, stress, and like I said, lots of expectations from other people, family and friends and just societies. That huge pressure is a disadvantage of Japan.
My mom and my dad is very close to live, and relatives always care about why you don't get married or something like that. So it's sometimes feel difficult to live.
Tomoka and Noriko mentioned that an advantage of living in Japan is that Japanese is their first language, so it is easier for them to communicate with others. On the other hand, Hiroko and Noriko suggest that the pressure from other people to conform gives them stress, and that is the disadvantage of living in Japan. And I asked each of them in depth about the reason why they decided to move to the UK. Tomoka is a person who still has been staying in the UK, mentioned about when she started to live in London.
I knew a person here, and it's an English-speaking country, and I like the building. I used to study architectural drawing, so I was sort of interested in those historical buildings before, and London has lots of them. I always wanted to live in another country. I did a working holiday when I was 21 in Canada, but I had to leave because the visa ran out. And when I came back, I didn't want to settle down, and I really wanted to live for another few years in another country. And that's why I left Japan. There are both like what I like about UK, what I don't like UK, what I like Japan, what I don't like Japan. But there are some similarities. It might be quite difficult to get to know people for the first time, but once you get to know each other, you get closer, and people do care about each other once you get closer, but to get to that stage is quite difficult. But I think are the Japanese people, that we are quite conservative and the English people are conservative. That's quite similar. I don't have any plan going back to Japan. I know my mother doesn't like it. It's just the relationship-wise, going well with my boyfriend, and he is European, and I'd rather be with him than going back home. Maybe the age I have been here, but I had a lot of bad time, but I had a good time, and I had a really, really good experience just living abroad and in a different, the country speaks a different language and different culture. And I think I know myself a lot better. So that's the good thing about living abroad and leaving the family back in home. And those experiences are priceless.
Tomoka said that it is difficult to make close friends at first, and that is the similarity between Japanese and British people, whereas Noriko mentioned that it is a disadvantage of living in the UK. And she also had interest about the cultures, artwork, and architecture of foreign countries since she was a child, and now she doesn't want to go back to Japan. However, she decided not to stay in the UK either, and she will move to Spain with her Spanish boyfriend after her course finishes. Another friend of mine, Hiroko, who lives in Reykjavik, Iceland, said the same answer that she used to be interested in the UK before coming to Europe, even though she chose to live in another country.
I had huge interest in the English language to begin with. I started to learn English when I was 5 years old, and that was because I wanted to. And I had I was dreaming about going to London as a teenager, and then I had huge interest in pop music and art and pop cultures in UK. That's why I decided to go to UK. It was more clear that I didn't feel comfortable being in Japan as a grown-up person, because the way I am is not very somehow acceptable to Japanese society. My attitude and it's probably gonna be difficult for me to survive in Japan. I cannot say I like UK. I just didn't feel very comfortable being there anymore. But I got a little piece of personality that I didn't have before, which is I thought I was not supposed to say too much and supposed to say my opinion too clearly in Japan, because it's not supposed to be so beautiful and it's not so, modest. But I learned to how to express myself in that way during a stay in the UK, because I had to. I was in school and I had to make myself understood. And it also involves speaking English. But if I think about it today, I couldn't really do that as much as I wanted to back then. Being abroad taught me a lot about expressing myself in a better way. Yeah. But the funny thing is, when I go back to Japan, I express myself too much. I don't think so, but people think so. I'm very different when I'm in Japan. I kind of stand out. I'm not really sure if I got something or lost something.
Hiroko pointed out that her personality has changed since she has moved to Europe. I didn't know that she was a quiet, introverted person. My impression of her is talkative, outgoing, extroverted and clever person. But actually, it was also pointed out by my old friends that my personality had changed after coming to England. She said that I became more talkative and more confident than before. Maybe the reason that my personality has changed is because of the way that people communicate differently in the West. In the West, people are often more direct and speak more openly, whereas in Japan, we must be more formal or polite. So when I came to England, I had to express myself differently than I would in Japan. What is the main difference between Japan and the European countries? All of them are first world nations, and cultures have been frequently exchanged through music, films, video games, and other cultural products such as Pokemon and manga. My Swiss friend Patrick, who experienced living in the UK and Japan, mentioned the differences between them.
If I compare the Japanese with the English, I think it's like the English are much more direct, and they have this kind of humor which is not existing in Japan. I mean, although that doesn't mean that Japanese people are not never laughing, they can have fun as well. But and then it was in a way different that, like, in Japan I was welcomed by a family. In England, it was like life was kind of familiar to me, I think, because, I mean, if you needed money, you went to a cash point. And in Japan, it was like I was like searching one day to withdraw money, because, like, if I found a cash point that worked with my credit card, I couldn't read anything, so I didn't get any further as soon as I... That was kind of a feeling of being really somewhere in a completely or in a total different culture. Why do I like Japan? Because it's, for me, it's like a different planet. And it has this kind of, this taste of science fiction, which I never had in another country. And when I was in China, I mean, there I didn't have it at all, although it's like Asian as well, but there I get like this, much more this feeling of going back in time. And Japan is for me like, it's like a sci-fi. I had always this dream about going to Japan, and I've been there, so, but I think I don't want to go and live there forever. Because, I mean, there are certain things I don't like in this country as well. I mean, like, or maybe things that make life difficult for me. And I think, like, to keep this feeling of being a part of the planet and not a part of a country, to keep this alive, it's important to keep on moving.
I was shocked that he thought Japan was a difficult country for him to live in, because I know that he likes and understands Japanese culture very much. While I was in Tokyo, I really wanted to go back to the UK. One of the main reasons was to escape from the stress and the pressure from my family and the Japanese society. For many single Japanese women living in Japan, life can be restrictive. Until they are married, they are expected to live with their parents. It is difficult to go out the crowds of bars because our parents do not approve, and there is often pressure from family and friends to get married. If a Japanese woman is not married by the age of 30, she is considered an old woman and not suitable for marriage. At a bar in Tokyo, I used to talk to my former flatmate from London, Noriko, who also loves the UK, how we could go back to England again. She seemed to want to go back to England more than I did, but she still lives in Tokyo as an aromatherapist. What is the difference between me and her?
Because I was really interested in UK culture when I was a girl, like 11 or 12 years old, and I eager to be a top leader of Japan. And in UK there were two top lady, the Queen Elizabeth II and Margaret Thatcher. It was great for me, top two ladies in one country. It was amazing, so I started interested in. And also in university, I also keen on UK music or UK pop culture. I was excited to listen to the music and to see films in 1960s, like mod culture. And then I wanted to go out Japan and to go to UK. Yeah, London is best place for me, better than Tokyo. Okay, in the future I eager to get back, but actually it is huge problem because I live with my boyfriend who doesn't like foreign country, and if I decided to go back to UK, I have to leave him. So that's a big problem. But if I can get the job in the UK, it must be a wonderful thing. If I can get so, I will leave him as soon as possible. But aromatherapy is my life actually at the moment, and now I'm studying more, and so my life is completely changed by aromatherapy. To be honest, the first time I decided to learn in aromatherapy is one of a way to get back to UK. So, and it's not so passionate to learn aromatherapy a lot. Just one of the way to get back to UK. But during learning aromatherapy, it's been changed a lot.
Noriko still loves the UK and wants to come back here. Aromatherapy has changed her life. Ironically, she started to study aromatherapy to go back to England, but since she has become a teacher of aromatherapy in Tokyo, she is finding it difficult to give up her job and lifestyle to return to the UK. Can I find the answer to the question? To be honest, I still have not found the answer. But at least I can say that the days in London were so precious for me. London changed my personality, the way to communication, and gave me a wide range of music, friends, family, and way of thinking. There was a place to find our own ways to live. Maybe we just came here to enjoy pop culture or escape the pressure. We were in face of the reality of life. All of our reasons to live were found through the UK, although most of them were not living in England now. Hiroko and Tomoka met their partners in London, and Noriko had found aromatherapy for her life work at Neil's Yard Remedies. Then, what have I found? I found my partner in Tokyo, and I have discovered my vocation in life as well. That's why I came here again to find something? I guess the question I should have asked is, what was I really looking for beyond Britpop and escape from the society pressure? Baked beans, bitter, smoky pubs, football, and wet weekends, or maybe I find the end of youth and resignation. Resignation to live in Japan. What can we see beyond the Britpop? Presented by Aya Fukuda.
What I really got in the UK, this environment or this feeling of living among different nationalities, having a good time together.